A Christmas Carol and realize you didn't really understand what the words meant? Today's teaching is going to take us a little deeper into the meaning of some of the songs we sing every year, like we just sung Silent Night. Remember those words? Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Around yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild. For starters, I just want to make sure that everyone understands that round yon virgin is not calling Mary the round young virgin. We got that? Yon is like over yonder. It means around that virgin mother and her child over there, all is calm and bright. I know that's cleared it up for a lot of you. And the reason we include that in the song is because it's an amazing thing. According to man's wisdom, a virgin could never have a child. It's simply miraculous that Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit. Even more miraculous is that God told us that a virgin was going to have a baby over 700 years before Mary was even born. Isaiah 7:14 tells us, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and call him Emmanuel." We know that means God is with us. Matthew 1:23 reiterates that prophecy as it was being fulfilled. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. This isn't just a random verse in a 2,000-year-old miracle. It's one of the many prophecies of the Messiah. Beginning with Genesis, God tells fallen, sinful man that the Savior will be born of women and ultimately defeat Satan. Other prophecies foretell his genealogy through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, coming out of the tribe of Judah, and even the lineage of King David. The Magi that brought him gifts were prophesied, and even the star that they followed. They themselves followed the prophecy in scriptures that told them he would be born in Bethlehem. But sadly, King Herod's religious advisors also knew this prophecy. The evil, jealous king wanted to eliminate any competition for the throne and ordered the slaughter of all the toddler boys that were in the vicinity. And yes, even this heinous act was prophesied hundreds of years before it happened. Through his birth, his life, his ministry, his death, and his resurrection, Jesus has fulfilled hundreds of prophecies. Simply put, God has kept every promise he has ever made, no matter how impossible and incredible it might seem. Because of who he is, we can trust him to fulfill the many prophecies that have not yet been realized. Yes, he hasn't realized all of them yet. In Matthew 24:36, Jesus himself tells us, "But about that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. From the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken up and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know at what time of night, you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch, and he would not have let his house be broken into. So you must also be ready, because the Son of Man will come in an hour when you do not expect him." We look back to the manger with great joy as we celebrate what he's done. We can look forward with greater joy as we anticipate his return and when we can see him face to face. And remember the words, to keep watch and be ready. Amen.